Sweden's MIMA is a new supercomputer sized for services, not scale. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff. Editor's note, July 16, 2026. An earlier version of this article's headline and framing characterized the 29.76 MIMA contract as buying a services layer rather than a new system. Per EuroHPC Jew's April 21st announcement, the contract covers the acquisition, delivery, installation, and maintenance of a new AI-optimized supercomputer at Linköping University, with services and software layers built around that new hardware. The headline, deck, and several passages have been revised accordingly. Our analysis of MIMA's scale relative to peer AI factories and of its services-first access model is unchanged. Sweden already had GPUs. That matters for reading what EuroHPC JU actually bought on April 21st. The agency signed a Hura 29.76M contract with Bull to deploy the MIMA AI factory in Linköping, hosted by NAS at Linköping University with RISE. Installation begins this year. The press release leans on the usual categories: life sciences, material science, autonomous systems, gaming. The target user base is SMEs and startups, with the wider research community sharing access. What the announcement underplays is more interesting. MIMA is not Sweden's Jupiter. It is a new, deliberately modest machine wrapped in an unusually developed services envelope. Start with the budget. At EUR 29.76M, split 50-50ths between EuroCC's Digital Europe programme and the Swedish Research Council, MIMA lands well below the current European AI infrastructure tier. Jupiter ran EUR 273M. Lumi passed EUR 202M. Mare Nostrum 5 cost EUR 151.41M for the machine alone, with the AI upgrade adding another EUR 129M on top. IT4 Lyre, Italy's AI factory signed days earlier, came in at EUR 290M and was credited with 160-plus exaflops of peak AI inference. MIMA is roughly a tenth the size of its Italian cousin on paper. Treat the announcement accordingly. That framing matters because the AI factory label is doing real work across the programme. It is not an architecture class, it is a procurement wrapper EuroHPC stretches across everything from brand new flagship machines to platform upgrades to pure services ecosystems. MIMA is closer to the last of those. The gap between the factory branding and what any given contract actually funds keeps widening. Architecturally, Bull is disclosing the scaffolding and almost nothing else. The system will run on the Bull Sequana XH3500 platform with direct liquid cooling and the Bull Sequana AI software stack, delivered with cloud-style access. GPU count, memory capacity, and peak flops are not in the public release. For a machine sold on its usefulness to SMEs rather than its top-line numbers, that may be deliberate. It still leaves the technical substance opaque. The Bull name here carries new weight. On January 29, 2026, Bull was relaunched as an independent brand after a French state sovereignty acquisition separated it from Atos Eviden. MIMA is one of the first major EuroHPC wins under that relaunch, and the sovereign AI framing is being applied hard. European software stack, European procurement, European operating model. The framing is fair as far as it goes. It is worth saying that sovereign in this context means European control of the platform, software and access policies, not proof of a European silicon supply chain. That distinction matters and is being elided across the programme, not just here. The more honest question is what MIMA actually adds to Sweden's stack. The contract does buy new compute, a Bull Sequana XH350 system whose acquisition, delivery, installation and maintenance account for the full UR29.76. What it doesn't buy is capacity. Sweden was short of. Linköping already hosts Berzelius, Sweden's premier AI-ML system, with 94 DGX-A 100 nodes and 16 DGX-H 200 nodes on shared vast storage, funded by the Knut and Alice Wallenberg Foundation, and running since 2021. Tetralith sits alongside it as the older general-purpose CPU cluster. KTH PDC runs Dardel, a Cray EX with AMD EPC plus MI250X Geppers and a smaller Grace Hopper partition. NAIS also holds a Swedish share in Lumi. The country is not GPU-starved. What Sweden lacked was an AI factory-shaped service envelope, a procurement aimed squarely at SMEs and startups, sensitive data workflows, and industrial onboarding, with a pricing and access model the academic systems were never built to offer. MIMA is already publishing that service model in the open, with access tiers that start at 5,000 GPU hours for quick experimentation and scale up to 22 million GPU hours for large-scale industrial workloads. That is the real news. MIMA is as much a services catalogue as it is a system. The national subtext reinforces the point. Sweden's upcoming Arrhenius machine, A separate Yoryu 68.5M Euro HPC mid-range system, clocking 40-plus petaflops, is also heading to Linköping. Between Arrhenius and MIMA, Sweden is quietly consolidating its national HPC AI footprint around a single site rather than extending the older distributed model. That is a procurement strategy worth watching. The sustainability line deserves a caveat. Euro HPC pitched Sweden as attractive on GHG emissions and electricity cost per kWh, the same logic that proved out for Lumi in Finland. Fair enough for Arrhenius, which leans on it explicitly. MIMA's announcement, though, does not disclose power draw, PUE, or waste heat reuse. The Nordic operating environment helps this system too, but the energy case for MIMA specifically is asserted, not quantified. None of this makes MIMA a bad procurement. A smaller services-shaped AI factory aimed at SMEs and startups, with a public access tier structure and a relaunched European vendor behind it, is a reasonable thing for Sweden to buy. It is just a different thing than the headline suggests. Read MIMA as a practical access layer for the Swedish and European AI base, not as a new flagship. And the contract makes sense. Read it the other way, and the numbers will not add up.